Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. We are 2 weeks away from the kickoff of the Cass County Fair. All of our static exhibits will be entered and judged on Wednesday, the 26th of July, and the fair opens to the public on Thursday, the 27th of July, as our horse show kicks off the first part at 2 p.m., and all of our exhibits, commercial, static, and more, open to the public at 5 p.m. on Thursday evening. Events and activities run Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and wind up with our livestock sale on Tuesday morning, August 1st. You can find more information and schedules for the Cass County Fair on the CassCoFairIA.com website. You can find a link to that on the Cass County Extension website as well. We hope you'll check that out and make plans to join us for the 2023 Cass County Fair, opening to the public in just 2 weeks on Thursday, July 27th. As we wrap up the month of June in the garden, you may be considering what to do with your bed full of June-bearing strawberries. If you have had an established bed of strawberries for several years, it may be time to think about renovating beds. Renovating strawberry beds serves several functions, from helping to control weeds to removing disease pressure. It also reduces plant crowding and increases sunlight to the crowns of the plants. Over time, strawberry beds can become overcrowded, which makes them difficult to harvest and prevent sunlight from getting to the interior of the bed. Sunlight is also important for reducing conditions that lead to the spread of fungal diseases. During the spring and early summer, foliar diseases will accumulate on strawberries. If they start to get bronzish-looking spots or leaf end tips, you may see this as a sign of disease and want to consider renovating your June-bearing strawberries. The goal would be to remove the foliage to reduce the chance of infecting new foliage that will grow in late summer and early fall. Once the fruiting of June-bearing strawberries has ceased, or the fruits are small enough that picking isn't justified, a bed is usually ready for renovation. This is usually done in late June or throughout the month of July, as the strawberry plants will start shooting out new runners as we get into the end of July and early August. Once you decide to renovate your strawberry bed, you want to clip or mow the foliage off the entire strawberry bed. Remove as much of the old leaves as possible without cutting into the crowns of the strawberry plants. Use a rotary mower set to remove all leaf material 1 inch above the plant crowns. To aid in disease control, you may want to use the bagger on the mower or rake up the leaf debris and remove it from the area. Don't allow it to filter down into the bed and leave it as mulch if you had fungal problems in your bed this year. If the bed has gotten too wide by creating runners, you may want to till strips between the rows in your strawberry bed, leaving a roughly 12-inch strip of live strawberry plants. You can do this using a rototiller or hoe. 8-inch wide strips should be about 3 to 4 feet apart, as these runners will form and new plants will create a matted row up to 2 foot wide by the end of summer. Renovation is also an excellent time to fertilize to help sustain new growth. You can put on a rate of about 1/4 pound of urea or 1.2 pounds of 10-10-10 mixed fertilizer is a common rate to apply to every 100 square foot of your strawberry bed. If the soil is dry, be sure to irrigate newly renovated beds to make sure that that fertilizer gets watered in well. Keep in mind that strawberries will require approximately 1 inch of water per week, whether they get that from rain or irrigation. Irrigate the planting during the hot, dry summer weather to ensure optimum production next season. Irrigation during the summer months will encourage runner formation and development of flower buds. The flower buds on June-bearing strawberries will develop in later summer and into early fall and help build strong plants for the coming season. This is also a good time to control weeds in strawberry plantings by cultivating between rows and hand-pulling where you find weeds within the row. You want to cultivate only 1 to 2 inches deep to avoid damaging deeper roots of the strawberry plants. In older strawberry beds, it's also a good idea to rake roughly 1 inch of tilled soil onto the crowns of strawberry plants in the untilled bed. As strawberry plants get older, their crowns get longer. Keeping soil around the crowns ensures better rooting, better water uptake, and longer survival through the winter. Through the summer and fall, new foliage will grow on the plants and runners will send out daughter plants to fill in the gaps. Some strawberry cultivars are extremely vigorous and will produce runners beyond the 2-foot matted rows. You can pick these up and put them back within the allotted row or remove them to prevent the bed from becoming a solid mat. Don't forget, strawberries are called strawberries for a reason. In mid-fall, be sure to mulch over your strawberry beds to protect your plants from extreme temperatures and drying winter winds. Just be sure to remove the mulch when plants start to put out new growth in the spring. For more information on that, you can check out our Extension publication on overwintering strawberries. You can find more information like this in our Horticulture and Home Pest News. This comes out weekly during the growing season and slightly less often during the off-season. Every month has a variety of links to current growing issues, managing disease and pest problems in the lawn, planting recommendations for new plants, as well as other items of interest. We also have a featured garden trivia. Our featured garden trivia for this week asks whether fertilizing the lawn in summer is a good way to keep it from turning brown over the hot summer months. Your answer to that trivia is that is incorrect. Cool season grasses grown in Iowa grow best in temperatures between 60 and 75 degrees. In summer, average temperatures are well above that ideal range, and applications of fertilizer should coincide with favorable growing conditions in the spring or fall. In Iowa, cool season lawns should be fertilized in late October or early November, mid-September, and spring in April or May. If you'd like more information on managing and fertilizing your cool season lawn, you can find that in our publication on lawn fertilization or seasonal tips for caring for your lawn. For more information on all of your gardening questions, and again, information on all of those upcoming activities we have here in Cass County, including the Cass County Fair, check out the Cass County Extension website. Give us a call, 712-243-1132. Follow along on social media as we share tips and reminders throughout the year. And you can also stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.